This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The difference between an agent and a realtor is real. Realtors have the expertise to find exactly what you need and the ethics to do the right thing, even when it's the harder thing. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
GEICO asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, GEICO can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and GEICO is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to GEICO.com or contact your local agent today.
All right, chime time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnansky.
I can't even handicap my own mulch work correctly. We got it done in a day.
Wow, look at that.
I say we because my wife ended up doing the last 25, 30% of it.
Oh, jeez.
I did not even ask her to. I came home last night after the Red Sox pregame show, and the driveway, the tarp was off the driveway, and bam, all the mulch was gone.
Look at that.
So we got that done. See, I got that wrong. So that was a harbinger of things to come for Red Sox baseball. We gave out two picks yesterday. We finally got the Rich Hill bet home, over 4.5 strikeouts. But Bo Brisky, who I thought would have a hard time at Fenway Park, gave a million hits but didn't walk anybody. So yeah, that was a loser. So 1-1 the Red Sox last night, Chris Scheimer.
Well, and then I went 1-0 because I went with the under 9.5, and we cleared by a half a run. So thank you for that. I got really nervous when Jonathan Scope hit that home run, though, in the ninth. And I go, oh, boy, here we go. It's all over again.
It would have been the third time since Friday that happened, where the game went over the ninth inning, if that had gone over last night in the ninth inning.
I took that into account today. We talked about it on the show, on the Greg Hill Show this morning, concerns about the bullpen. There's certain guys like Schreiber who's pitched really, really well. And then there's other guys like Strom and Danish who have come in late in the game and all of a sudden given up a bunch of runs, and it's like, what are we doing? Why are we blowing these late leads? This should not happen.
Red Sox are 15-4 in June. They've climbed within 12.5 of the Yankees now in the division because the Yankees lost last night to the Rays. They get the Tigers tonight, and this is an interesting one. It's Waka and Scooble. It's a Waka Wednesday at Fenway Park tonight. Red Sox are -1.5 on the run line, +140. Over-under is 8.5, which seems a tad low to me, and apparently people don't agree because the under's been bet down to -120 right now. Moneyline on the Red Sox, -140. Looking for a sweep of the Tigers here, looking to wrap up their stretch against these absolutely terrible baseball teams with a win. Chris Schein, we defer to you on the baseball picks to start, then I'll give you my lean for tonight's game, Red Sox and Tigers. Why don't you go first?
So I don't think it's out yet. I'm looking for the prop I want to bet tonight because I believe Jeter Downs is supposed to get the start tonight.
Jeter Downs is making his major league debut tonight for the Red Sox. He's not listed anywhere I've seen, and they won't be listed until the lineup is out later on tonight.
Yeah, once the lineup is out, I would come back to the props. I want Jeter Downs' over total bases. I think Jeter Downs going to have a wonderful first night. That's my play.
Yeah, guy batting 180 at AAA Worcester.
Yep,
who's going to come up and tear the cover off them. I like this.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm excited for Jeter Downs to play, so I want to bet on him personally. And then I'm actually going to bet on the Tigers tonight. I think with the Red Sox resting a bunch of guys, I know the Tigers kind of stink, but I think this is almost like a scheduled, okay, it's fine if we lose game, seeing as there's a good chance Xander's not going to play tonight, Devers is not going to play tonight. Like, they're going to rest a bunch of guys, get them 2 days before you head over to, or you take on the Indians, I believe it is, on Friday.
It is. No. It's the Guardians.
Sorry.
You can't say
my
the
apologies.
I
word. You're absolutely
you
right.
You can't say the I word anymore.
I'm
you
sorry.
Can't say the R word in football.
I apologize. It is the Commanders. Guardians. You're right. The Guardians and the Commandos. they are facing the Guardians on Friday. And Alex Cora even said last night after the game he wants to get those guys extra rest. I'm going to go with the Detroit Tigers on the money line tonight, plus 120. And then, like I said, I'm going to bet on Jeter Downs. Just because he's coming up, I want to bet on Jeter Downs because it's fun.
I am going to use Cora's information against him in the betting market today because the Reds. I think that the unders getting bet tonight. The Red Sox team total is 4.5, but it's an even money if you want to bet the over 4.5 runs. I think it's happening because of what Cora said last night, and because people look at Tarik Skrubel and think that he's a good pitcher. He had a very good April and May. Month of June, he's come right back down to earth. 4 starts, 2-2, an ERA close to 5, and this is what I can't get over. So last year, Shime. Tarik Skrubel gave up 35 home runs, 34 of them to right-handers. 34 home runs to right-handed batters last year. Fenway Park is a place where right-handed batters want to hit, and maybe Xander sits tonight. I'm hoping you still get Trevor Story in the lineup, still getting J.D. Martinez. Like, if we get to 4:30 today, or we get to Marlonian 48 today when Cora goes on, and he says, look, we're sitting everybody, and there's no power right-handed there. Like, they sit everybody plus Story, plus J.D., I might not be as interested, but right now, given his struggles against righties, given Fenway Park, given the Red Sox offenses of late, I want to bet the Red Sox team total over 4.5 runs at even money.
Yeah, and I like that.
I'm doing that because I think people are going to see the Red Sox are benching players and want to bet they're under, and they're going to look at Skubal's ERA for the year, which is in the threes, but really it's been in the almost five here in the month of June. And right-handers own this guy the last year and a half. So I want the Red Sox team total over 4.5. I'm going to stay away from player props right now only because we don't have the lineup. I may change this. It might be Mutt's big bet tonight because if we do get J.D. Martinez or Trevor Story in there, which hopefully one of the two, I could be enticing their player prop as well. And should note that our buddy Jared Karabitz, now at DraftKings, formerly a Barstool, he's got a promotion right now with DK where you can get a free, basically a risk-free $10 same-game parlay. They don't give you $10 back, John. They give you $10 in, like,
credit.
DK bucks. You got to bet it. You can't just say, oh, I get this $10 back.
No. Not how it works.
I'm not sure how long it's available, but I did log in this morning, and his big fat face is right there on the front of the page. Good for Karabas. So they got some deals going on there, and I'm going to be interested in the team total over 4.5, especially with no juice there. And even money tonight for the Red Sox and Tigers.
Yeah, I think that's a good play. I'm excited for how this Red Sox team is trending. I got to be honest with you. I was very depressed to start the season because it's like,
they don't suck. Turns
we're going to have nothing in the summer. Yeah, they don't suck. And so it's going to be exciting come down the stretch.
Looking forward to it. Also looking forward to game 4 tonight, Stanley Cup.
Yes!
It's the Avalanche. It is the Lightning. What is the current line here tonight, Chris Schein? Now the Lightning have been bet down a little bit, folks.
Yep.
It was minus 110 on the money line. No. Minus 120 on the Lightning. Even money on your Avalanche to win this game tonight. I assume the money line includes overtime, Schein. It's not like you're in 60
correct.
Bet. Okay.
So, that is correct.
So the anytime winner for Avalanche, even money tonight. Lightning are minus 120. They are +1.5 in the puck line, minus 260. The Avalanche are -1.5 in the puck line, plus 220. The total at 6. And yesterday the lean for Chris Schein was the over. Let's lock it in for the people, Chris Schein. You are the Prince of Pucks. We only have at maximum 4 more games in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and we're really into baseball season. What do you want to do tonight, Avalanche and Lightning?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the over 6. It's gone over 3 straight games. I believe that it will continue. I don't think the goaltending is going to be great tonight. I think Darcy Kemper, if he does, I assume he's getting the start tonight. I double-checked. Daily Faceoff didn't have it confirmed, but I assume he will since he started the first 3 games. He's only had one bad game thus far. So I assume Darcy Kemper's getting the start. Vasilevskiy, just ever since that semifinals of the East Series, he has not looked like the Andrei Vasilevskiy we all know. Even at home, like he gave up 2 goals to the Avalanche, both on power plays in that last game. And after getting hammered 6-2, I think the Avalanche are going to come out swinging and throwing haymakers. So I expect a lot of goals in this game because if the Lightning want any chance at winning this, they're going to need to score, you know, 5+ again. Like that's just how these games are going to go. So I'm going to go with the over 6. I'm also going to be betting. I think I'm going to try and same game parlay. Okay, 2 goal scorers here.
All right, let me write this down. So when I go to New Hampshire to spend gas money, go ahead, yes.
Yep, so we're going to go Steven Stamkos to score a goal because he has been, in my opinion, the Lightning's best player in the playoffs. And then on top of that, we're going to add Valeri Nichushkin from the Colorado Avalanche. Those two guys to score goals. Each have one goal in the game, plus 550 in the same game parlay. So okay, I'm going to toss those guys together.
There's no team tied to that. You just need those guys to score goals.
Yep, just those guys to score goals plus 550. So 5.5 to 1 there for those two guys to score a goal in the game. And then I'm going to go. My big play though is on the over six.
And then over six. Okay. Oh, that's some action right there.
Yep.
That is some action. What do we have for a series price? Let's say somebody wanted to jump back in on Tampa. I'm not saying I'm doing it. What's the series price right now, Shime, on the Tampa Bay Lightning?
That's a good question. Let's see.
I will tell you here.
Series.
Series props.
The Lightning are still 2.5 to 1.
Plus 250.
After winning a game.
I'm not going in. I'm sticking with Vasilevskiy. I'm not there yet.
Don't.
I'm not there yet. I'm not there
don't.
Yet.
Don't. I wait until they – if they win tonight, maybe. But, like, I'm not convinced that they are good enough to beat the Colorado Avalanche in a 7-game series, especially starting down 2-0.
What about the Gronk news, though?
Yeah,
are they motivated now by Gronk fake retiring?
No, that doesn't matter to me.
No, it doesn't. Okay.
No, not even a little bit.
All right, so the over and six goals, the big play for Scheim tonight, and then Stamkos for over half a goal, and I'm not going to pretend to know who that second player was. Nikushkov?
Valeri Nichushkin.
Nichushkin.
Yeah.
Sounds like Haruken from Street Fighter.
Haruken. Yes.
Okay, both for over half a goal. NBA draft is tomorrow, Shime. I'm not going to give any advice on betting the NBA draft, except for this. We're going to give a plug to BetQL. The afternoon show on BetQL, You Better You Bet, with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They have been really locked in, had some excellent guests, including Drew Dinsick, the whale capper, yesterday. And they had a lot of actionable stuff, I thought, on the NBA draft tomorrow. So if you are looking to bet the NBA draft, I have no advice for you other than I would go listen to Whale Capper with the BetQL network yesterday in the afternoon, and then pay attention to those guys today and tomorrow. That's my only advice.
Yeah, the only draft I pretend to know anything about is the NFL draft. So
yeah, I think it's fun. I think it's fun.
I like
market.
Costos. Go check him out.
I'm sure there's ways to beat them on this because the NFL draft, it's pretty soft. If you have some information, it's the reality of it. I wish I had bet more on the NFL draft this year, and I plan on betting more next year, Shime, quite frankly.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Every year I regret not betting more on the NFL draft, and so I think next year I'm really gonna dive in.
Anything I play will be small tales on what those guys were talking about yesterday, and then today and tomorrow up until about 6 o'clock tomorrow night. So You Better You Bet. It's on if you go to the BetQL app, which you should have downloaded by now. They have all the live videos, all the podcast stuff is right on there. So it should be very easy to find Whale Capper yesterday with those guys. I forget what time it was, somewhere in the 4 o'clock hour with Nick and Ken. So NBA draft tomorrow, I'm not going to, again, no pretend picks from me. Listen to those guys. They have picks. You can help us out whether you are getting the bet in the draft tomorrow or not. On iTunes, on the Odyssey app, on Spotify. Subscribe. And also check us out on Twitter, BetQL Boston, Chris Shime.
Yes, you can subscribe to the podcast. It'll just end up right in your inbox for you, nice and easy to listen to us every single day. We want all the reviews you can send us to, maybe even give us 5 stars while you're at it. We like all the reviews too, positive, negative, anything in between. We like to read them all.
We are not going anywhere. I'm just telling you this because we're going to come back and talk some golf with Ryan Hannibal, Travelers this week in Cromwell, Connecticut. We had the LIV guys that are bailing left and right, including Brooks Koepka. Let's get Hannibal's take on this, all things golf heading into Travelers Weekend in Cromwell. And here he is right now, our buddy Ryan Hannibal, formerly our teammate at WEEI, now running things, basically runs the whole place at BetMGM, all their golf stuff. He is live right now, Wednesday morning, in beautiful Cromwell, Connecticut. We brought him on, Shine, with the pretend idea of let's talk about the Travelers and the LIV Tour. I just wanted to say how great I am for picking both Fitzpatrick and Zalatoris and him mocking me a week ago on this podcast. Hi, Ryan. Good morning.
I don't think I mocked you. I think I mocked Fitzpatrick pick, but I was on Willie Z for top 10. I said that his putting could let him down, and obviously it didn't. He just putts well in majors, but hey, you know, if you're going to pick tournaments to putt well in, it's majors. But I mocked you for Matt Fitzpatrick, but definitely not Zalatoris.
I think my favorite thing was he hasn't won on the tour yet. Well, now he has, Hannibal.
Yes,
now
he has.
Take that.
It was a strong showing, and it was a great tournament. And, you know, if there is, you know, one guy that, you know, you'd want to win, I think it's Matt Fitzpatrick. He just seems like a grinder who deserves to win. So I think it was well-deserved.
Do you get the sense, Ryan, talking to people around the tournament, that the players who were lauding the place afterwards, that it wasn't a bunch of bullshit, that these guys would like to see the U.S. Open, you know, within the next, you know, 10, 15 years go back to Brookline?
Totally. I think the one issue is just like the space limitations from a fan and USGA perspective, and also the course. Like, it's just one of the, you know, it's a short course for a major, especially US Open. But I mean, everybody, you guys know, Boston sports fans are tremendous no matter what it is. And, you know, the support was outstanding. Patrick Cantlay yesterday here at the Travelers said it was, you know, the loudest US Open he's ever played at. So I think he's not the only one that'll say that. So I agree. I wish it would come back and kind of as part of a regular rotation, but, you know, we'll see.
All right, let's get a quick live thought here before we talk about the Travelers. You got some picks up at BetMGM and their website here. Brooks Koepka, the latest to go. You've had your podcast now launch. You talk to some of these guys. You've talked to people around the industry. What has the reaction been in Cromwell here? What's the reaction the last couple of weeks to all these players bailing for the LIV Tour? What's the end game here for the PGA Tour? How are they going to make changes, Ryan, do you think, to make it more appealing for their players to stay on the tour rather than go play somewhere else?
Yeah, it seems like they had a players-only meeting Tuesday here at the Travelers, and it seems one of the things that was rolled out was they're going to have a fall series event of, I believe, 8 events with no cuts, big purses, I think 20 million purse, and then open up to the top 60 in the world golf rankings, which to me, you're just kind of like making the LIV Tour too. Like, that's what the LIV Tour is. No cuts, a lot of money. So, yeah, I think that a lot of players are kind of confused about what's going on. And you saw the reports after the meeting on Tuesday where it was kind of just like a lot of questions and answers with the Commissioner Jay Monahan. And he's going to address reporters Wednesday at the Travelers. We'll see if he has any more to say, which I don't think he will, but I don't think the tour has a plan. I think that they have those events kind of mapped out, but, you know, is that enough to keep some of these guys that are jumping ship? And, you know, I will say, like, as of now, I think the tour can survive without Brooks Koepka. It can survive without Bryson DeChambeau. But if you get, you know, like a Colin Morikawa or, you know, Justin Thomas or someone like that, whereas once they go, then more players go, then I think you have a problem. So I don't think there's a huge problem yet right now, but I think the tour is definitely concerned. Players are kind of uneasy, and it's definitely an uncertain time right now on tour.
So you mentioned,
Ryan, real quick on the LIV stuff. Like, so what this is, I'm not going to hold you to this, but Scheim and I talked about it yesterday, that my belief, mm-hmm. Hannibal, is that, like, I, whether it comes late this year or early next year, the next step is going to be banning these guys from playing in majors. What are you hearing about that, and how realistic is that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout,
15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think it's probably obviously what the PGA Tour wants.
Yeah.
I think the Masters, I think they'd be the one that definitely would right away. Like the USGA, I don't know. Like they claim themselves to be like the most open tournament, you know, in the world. Would they really do that? I don't know. Would there be too much pressure from the PGA Tour? Like, I think that's the thing that will ultimately stop players from going.
Yeah.
Is if they can't play in the majors, because right now that's what they want. They play in the LIV Tour for whatever it is, 8 events, and play the majors, and then that's their season. And another thing to keep an eye on, too, is the world golf rankings. Like, can the LIV Tour guys get world golf rankings and world golf rankings points? Because after 2 or 3 years of guys, you know, playing on the LIV Tour and getting no points, then they won't be able to qualify for majors. So that's kind of the next shooter drop is, well, you know, is world golf ranking points be able to count on the LIV Tour? I think that's the next big thing besides those majors nipping rolling.
And you had mentioned the LIV Tour getting bigger, like other big names. I mean, Morikawa's already shot it down. He did that on Twitter yesterday. Mutt and I read that on the pod. And then McIlroy has been completely anti-LIV. And same with John. I mean, John Rahm has outright said he's not joining. So, I mean, outside of the idea of maybe getting a guy like JT or, I guess, Spieth, would there even really be a big name that the LIV Tour could get that they would be a legitimate threat to the PGA?
I mean, the thing is that it's tough, to, like, just from listening to other reporters talk around here, is, like, everybody's name has been thrown out there once or twice. And look at Brooks. He denied it, you know, at the U.S. Open, and then, you know, 5 days later, jumped ship. And I think it comes down to, like, a money figure. Like, if these guys get thrown, you know, I'm sure they all have a number. If they, you know, get a number that, you know, they're getting thrown at, they'll take it. And it's hard to say, because I mean, like, would, let's just say Justin Thomas, for example, who's been, you know, diehard PGA Tour forever, if he were to get, you know, $250 million, would he shut that down? Like, I don't know. Like, it's kind of a you don't know what internally these people are feeling. And, you know, from the outside and how things are going now, it seems like they would turn it down. But I don't know, like, if there would be a scenario where, you know, Justin Thomas got X amount of money, would he actually take it? And then I think if one of those guys took it, then there'd be sort of a ripple down effect of, well, if JT goes, then maybe Spieth goes. And then if Spieth goes, then, you know, somebody else goes. So I think the LIV Tour has got, and maybe it's a case where they're letting this year play out. There's other conversations that, you know, maybe some of these players on the PGA Tour are going to wait until the Tour Championship is over, and maybe, you know, the LIV Series is over for this year, but then kind of the LIV Series works out their kinks and loads up for next year, because there's also rumors that Nick Faldo is stepping or retiring from CBS, but maybe he's going to join the LIV Tour next year.
Yeah, there's so many rumors, right? Harold Varner III apparently was talked out of joining the LIV Tour by Jordan. Like, it's just these players, they meet with them. There's so many things. You're hearing today that, you know, the golf rumors are that the players are going to speak out against the LIV Tour today from Cromwell. Some of these guys are there, including Roy McIlroy. So, like, there's a lot going on. I'm with you, Ryan. I don't find it to be a threat, and I said this yesterday. Like, as of right now, to get me to go to YouTube and watch an exhibition of 3 rounds with no cut, like, I'm not there yet. You know, maybe if you can bet on it consistently, or DraftKings does some daily fantasy, then maybe I'll have the interest. But, like, and that's me. I'm not an older golf fan. The average golf fan is probably 10 years older than I am that's watching on CBS or ESPN.
They don't even know what YouTube is.
Yeah, they're not going to go find it. So there's plenty of money there. The players are going to get their money grabbed. Let's see what they do when the tour comes back, like you said, or when Augusta announces, hey, you guys that play in any LIV event, you can't play in the Masters until further notice, and that will send some shockwaves. But I'm not afraid for the PGA Tour right now. Hopefully they make some positive changes to keep their players on there, because I want the best product. I want the competition. I want it to be fun, quite frankly, to gamble on, which you can gamble on in Connecticut. Congratulations to Woo! Hannibal. He's in Connecticut for the whole tournament this week down there at the Travelers. You can live bet this thing on your phone this week, Hannibal.
I logged into the DraftKings app last night in the hotel. What a glorious feeling.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. I like this event. Hannibal, just your overview before we get some of your picks here and get you back out to the course. What do you think about this event? What kind of golfers do you think fare well here in Cromwell?
So it's a great course. Like, look at the scores. There's been tons of low scores here. Like, I think, you know, you've seen scores of 17 under winning, 19 under winning. I think going back, the winning scores and double digits under par every year since 1993, like, that's crazy. So there's going to be a ton of birdies this week. The gettable course. I had a chance to walk all 18 holes with Conrad Schindler yesterday, the Monday qualifier. Cool experience. So I got to see the course, like, up close and personal. Big fairways, big greens. I think it's come down to the guys that make a lot of putts. Like, I think every player in this field is going to hit a ton of fairways and a ton of greens. It just comes down to who putts the best and who hits the ball closest to the hole. So it should be an exciting week for sure with a lot of birdies. And I think the guy that, you know, probably makes the most birdies is going to win, because I don't think there's going to be a lot of bogeys out here, that's for sure.
So then do you look at the favorites to win the tournament. Is there any guy in particular that really you feel has the best opportunity to win? You're looking at guys like Rory McIlroy, Scheffler, Thomas, Patrick Cantlay, Sam Burns, Jordan Spieth, and Xander Schauffele are the only guys 2-1 or better.
Yeah, like, I think Sam Burns has a good chance. He makes a lot of birdies. Obviously, Rory and JT, like, those guys can get hot and shoot, like, 60. I mean, look at Jim Furyk. He shot 58 here. There's been tons of rounds, you know, right around 60. So I think any of those guys have the chance to go very well on any given day. But, you know, my guy that I'm going with is Cantlay this week. I think that he's just too good of a player. He's not in a rut, but he, you know, hasn't played up to his standards the last couple months, I would say. He said yesterday here at the Fresno, this is the tournament that he's played most in his entire PGA Tour career. He shot 60 here in one of his first years. He seems to really like the course, and I think he plays well here. It's pretty much every time he tees it up, so he's a guy that can make a ton of birdies and get hot. So I like him to win outright. I think it was, what'd you say, 1,400, and then to kind of, you know, play to save myself, I did a top five on him as well.
See, Cantlay stands out. As somebody who looks at a lot of course history stuff, Hannibal, he makes so much sense. You're so right. His last 4 years here, 15th, 15th, 11th, 13th, he comes in good form. I believe he's number one in some of the bent putting models you look at, and it's the bent greens here. He and Rory are 1-2. He totally makes sense. My only knock is the price. I have sticker shock when I go to bet a golf tournament and anyone under, like, you know, 30, 40-1. But of those guys, unfortunately, we agree on Patrick Cantlay. He makes a lot of sense, especially given how well he finished the top 15 there at the U.S. Open, and he's played this course really well. A guy who's not played here, Hannibal, that I find myself betting quite a bit is Mito Pereira. He's there at like 40-1, 35-1 this week. I know he hasn't played here, but I feel like his game sets up pretty well. He gets the ball off the tee. He's great, a second in approach. Like, your thoughts on Mito and just in general, guys who have not played the Travelers. I think all but 30 of the players playing here this week have actually played this course at least once. Mito's not one of them.
Yeah, he's a guy I like too. He's a guy that makes a ton of birdies. And like I said, that's, you know, a big thing to have this week. You know, he's obviously in good form, playing well this last several months. I think that's all you need here is you get around that, you go low and just kind of ride that wave. So he's definitely a streaky guy too that I think could certainly, you know, keep up the pace. I don't hate that play at all. I had Davis Riley too as one of my picks, but he's a guy that hasn't played here before as a PGA Tour rookie. He's a guy that also makes a ton of birdies. I think he's 10th on the PGA Tour in birdie average per round. So that's kind of the guys I'm going with this week, guys that make a ton of birdies. So just go to filter that out and go with that. I don't really – who are some guys off the top that you guys remember that haven't played here before that you want some info on?
Mito's a guy who has not played here. I'm trying to think of other guys who have not played here I'd be interested in. He might be, of the top guys, the only one. Aaron Smotherman is a guy who is he's 200-1, but he's not played here. He's a pretty good player. Aaron Rye has not played here. He's pretty good. Christian, is it Bahudenhout?
I'm not even saying. Bazadenhout, yeah.
Bazadenhout, he has not played here. He's a pretty good player. But, I mean, that's why I think a lot of the big names in this field, Hannibal, have played this course before.
That's what I was going to say. Like, you know, for the Travelers Championship, that's historically the week after the U.S. Open, in Hartford, Connecticut. They do a great job of drawing some of the top players in the world. And that's not a shot at Connecticut, Mike. It's just
No, you're right. Like, no, I agree.
And they just do a great job year after year of getting, you know, the top players in the world. Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, Scottie Scheffler. Like, you really can't do much better than that.
Credit to the Travelers Championship. And, you know, I think, you know, they do – the course is in very good shape. And then from what I've heard, the tournament staff is a lot for the players' families. And that's kind of a big draw for them.
Well, the guy who gets the credit for it, having been out there, I've done a couple live shows there for our station, is Andy Bassett, who's the vice president of the executive VP. He's actually going into the Connecticut Golf Hall of Fame this summer, I think. And the players mention him by name as the guy that they'll fly in and out for because, like you said, he does so much for their family. Now, Sean, he gave two picks, okay? Anna Bush gave us two. He also put a third up there on his BetMGM card. No,
he
no.
Sure
no. You're laughing, Hannibal. I wrote down my three bets I'm interested in. Mito at 35-1, Brian Harman at 41, and right with you at number three, Hank Lebioda at a 200-1 because of his course history. And then I look up, and you've got him listed at almost 6-1 to finish top 20. So I'm guessing you're using course history as your main push there, is why you like him to finish the top 20 at almost 6-1.
Yeah, he finished tied for fifth last year. He's got three top 40 finishes in his last four starts. And then kind of like your Brian Harman thing, lefties do well here. Bubba's crush it here, obviously, with three wins. It just seems to be a course that suits lefties' games, where they can hit the ball. And, like, that's pretty great value at the guy to finish in the top 20. So why not? If you're feeling really crazy, go for a top 10. He finished, you know, top five last year. But what was it, plus 550 to get in the top 20? Why not? Great value with his course history here. And I think this is one of the courses on the PGA Tour where you really do value course history because the guys that play well here do so every year. They tee it up.
Yeah, so Mutt had mentioned Brian Harman. That was another guy on my card, actually, at 35-1. I look at how well he did on the first 2 days of the U.S. Open. He was 3-under going into the third day. And then on top of that, you even put in your article, Hannibal, about how he has shot, you know, on average, last 5 years, minimum 12 rounds. He shot like a 67 average on this course. So I feel like Harman has to be a play at 35-1. I feel like he has the history, and on top of that, he had some success at the U.S. Open, so there's a little bit of momentum tied into the history as well.
Totally, and I talked to the head PGA pro here for a podcast that will not be aired because I mess up the recording. But
been there, don't worry about it.
But he was one of the guys that he mentioned that he expects to play well this week, Brian Harman. He also mentioned can't wait, and then I don't think it'll play off this week, but Kevin Streelman is a guy that's had a ton of success here over the years, but he hasn't come in the best of form. But he did mention just the guys that consistently play well here are guys you should target just because they know the course, and this is the course that, you know, if you play well, you're probably going to do it time after time.
I guess this is – I want to – and it's not really a negative, but you mentioned it, Shime. Like, there are some big names there right there at the top. Rory, Scheffler, Thomas, Spieth. Any vibes, Hannibal, of any of those guys that are here just to – get the appearance, hang out the Travelers for a couple days, and then go get ready to go to Scotland to play in the Scottish Open? Like, any vibes you're getting of, hey, this guy's not here to win?
I wouldn't say that, but just, like, I'm looking at a guy like Rory and even JT. Like, they played a lot the last couple weeks for them. Like, they played in Canada. They played at the U.S. Open, which is obviously a grind. And then down here, and then you get put on top of that, you know, them, especially JT and Rory kind of being the spokespeople for the tour against the LIV Tour. Maybe just, you know, a lot on their plates the last three weeks. Maybe just the grind has kind of hit them. So maybe, you know, fade them a little bit this week just because it's been too much. I don't know. Those guys normally don't play three consecutive weeks like this. So maybe it is just too much. And you know, that's probably why I'm not as big on Rory or JT this week like I would be any other week, just because of, you know, what they've had to do the last three or so weeks.
Hannibal, great stuff, buddy. People are not following Ryan Hannibal on Twitter. You're nuts. He's gone over 20,000 followers, so many of you have jumped on board, and rightfully so. His Patriots coverage at WEEI was tremendous, and now web content and focusing on golf there for BetMGM. He's on three players this week. Patrick Cantlay, he's invested in. Davis Riley for a top 10, and then Hank Lebioda. At 200, he's 200-1 to win the thing, and I'm going to have a small pizza money bet on him to win, but almost 6-1 to finish top 20. Hannibal, excellent stuff. Enjoy Cromwell. I may run into you at some point Saturday or Sunday. Chris Schein may run into you some point Saturday or Sunday. Don't try not to big time us now that you're a big time golf guy, okay?
Can I give a quick plug? I'm doing a daily series with Conrad Schindler. He's a Monday qualifier. I walked the whole course with him. I talked to him this morning. We're doing like daily updates on what it's like to be a Monday qualifier for one of these events. Like, it was pretty cool stuff. Like, the guy checked in on Saturday night for our practice round, and he got to his hotel and it was sold out and had to go find another hotel. Like, it just kind of is an inside look at, like, it's not all glamorous for these guys. Like, you know, these guys grind it out every single week, not making a lot of money. It's not just the top guys on tour that are out here playing. So give it a read over at BetMGM.
All right, so it's at BetMGM, and did you? I assume you retweeted Ryan Hannibal as well.
I tweeted out. Yeah, I did a thing last night on him yesterday, and then I'm going to do something today, kind of what his practice routine is like daily into the tournament.
Oh, so you're invested in him. What are his odds? Will you bet on him at all? A couple bucks?
I'm looking at it right now. 400-1, Mutt.
Oh, wow. How about that?
I may dabble in a top 40 on him.
I like it.
So he Monday qualified at the Byron Nelson earlier this year and finished T38. So, and
wow.
Talking to him, he's pretty confident in his game. Like, he says, yes, I know I'm not, you know, out here on tour with status, but he's confident. He says he'd compete with them, and walking all 18 holes with them yesterday, he was dialed in. It pretty much every fairway and every green. So if he can putt, why not?
Top 40 finish, by the way, for Conrad Schindler at 3.5-1. So there you go.
Why not?
He's the same price as Brent Snedeker, who's had success on the PGA Tour. He's the same price as Sam Ryder to finish top 40. He's better price than Max McGreevy to finish top. I think you've created some buzz on Conrad Schindler. I'm going to give you credit.
I told him, he actually asked me yesterday, like, what his odds were. He said that they're better than they were at the Byron Nelson. So the betting world took notice of him at that. So, yeah, his price is lower.
All right, now I got to bet him to finish top 40. Well, you root for the story, and that's going to be a great story.
Right.
Ryan
Absolutely.
Hannibal on
that's
Twitter, right. Ryan Hannibal at BetMGM. The first of the series is up there. I look forward to reading this at BetMGM.com. Hannibal, good stuff, buddy. We'll talk in a couple weeks for the Open. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
See you, Hannibal.
Boy, he's good. Scheim, turns out don't tell him I said this. I think he's better at the golf coverage than the Pats coverage.
He might be. I think he's also more passionate about it. I think he loves the sport of golf.
He is way more passionate. It comes across in his voice,
yeah,
doesn't it?
He loves to watch it. He loves to play it. He likes just being talking about Conrad Schindler, the guy just loves to be on the course and get the mentality of the players and watch them play. And so, I'm so happy for Hannibal because he is crushing it.
I gotta put Conrad Schindler now in a DraftKings lineup.
Have
this
to
week.
You no, have, and to. He's gonna be like .2 Let's owned.
Let's see here. I just want to check his price real quick. Yep, $6,000 minimum. Stone cold minimum.
Have to put him in.
Please subscribe to the podcast and go check out Ryan's stuff. Ryan Hannibal on Twitter, and you can search it at BetMGM. We're back tomorrow to recap Game 4 Stanley Cup Finals. It'll be Red Sox off day, so we'll do something else. I'm not sure what it'll be, but something else tomorrow, bright and early. We'll talk to you then, buddy. Thank you.
Can't wait, Mutt. See you then.
New on Curiosity Stream, he allows them their riches.
Putin has to be the richest of the rich.
In exchange for their loyalty.
The oligarchs have supported someone for president that they underestimated.
The illicit affair between Russia's elite and the man who rules them on Putin and the oligarchs. And World War II Normandy, an obscure battle training session takes a tragic turn. Uncover the one secret military catastrophe on the secret D-Day disaster. Watch now on Curiosity Stream. Annual plans are $20, just $1.67 a month. Visit curiositystream.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.